Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm here. So that's how I know I'm growing. So you measure by milestones, but not by the finish line. I feel like too much in our healing journey, we feel like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this ever again. Oh, I shouldn't feel triggered by this moment or situation. Oh, I shouldn't XYZ. And that's not the truth. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And happy Tuesday, you guys. I hope you had a great weekend. If you live in Atlanta, there was so much going on. So I hope that you got into some of the so much going on. Okay. Also, make sure you guys vote. As you can see, oh, wait, here it is. I got it. My vote sticker today. I voted in 5 minutes, literally. got out of the car, no line, straight in. I think this is the quickest I've ever voted. There was absolutely no line. I went at 9 a.m. because I had to go do some things with my mom before. So, hopefully you go and vote. You better go vote. Ain't no hopefully. Go vote. No excuse. No excuse. I know, people are like, oh, both suck, so I'm just not going to do anything. I feel like the exact same thing happened when Trump got in office the first time. No one believed that he could win. And the reason he won was because so many people were like, I'm just not doing it. But I'm sorry, I'm going to pick someone who's not racist over the person who is racist regardless. So that's just where I am. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Yes, I am. I'm saying if you're going to vote for Trump, stay home. But if you're not, you're going to vote for Kamala, then go vote. So, this weekend I went to the Spellhouse homecoming. Was a good time per usual. Saw a few IG stars, few celebs. I got to meet the young lady from Insecure. What's her name? I don't know her name on there. Season one, she was the banker who called Lawrence an F-boy. Yes, he was an F-boy and he didn't even know it. So that was pretty cool. Going back to that, because I love Insecure. Insecure is one of my comfort shows that I just turn on, don't matter the episode, I just watch when I'm like in a mood. But Lawrence, was he actually an F-boy? Because I feel like he wasn't necessarily an F-boy. He just was very unaware. He lacked so much self-awareness and he was very self-centered. And I feel like that has to do with like the depression that he was going through. Because when you're depressed and the world feels like it is against you, you don't see how what you're doing affects other people. So I don't think he was an F-boy, but how she viewed it, I understand why she said it. Because truthfully, if we be honest, sis, you knew he had a girl. You knew he had just got out of a breakup. Like, you think you obviously the rebound. Like, let's use a bit of common sense here. But at the same time, he was selling her dreams. But it wasn't the first time that he had, like, did dumb stuff. Because remember, he stood her up for something else and then, you know, she had to forgive him and she was like, you want some food or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But she had to see that. And I'm not victim blaming at all. But at the same time, in the bigger picture, if I get a guy who just came out of a relationship, for me, I'm not going to be expecting him to do certain things. But, you know, they say don't meet your idols. This guy isn't my idol, but I met one of the power characters. He is in Power Force. He's not in, you know, Power Ghost or whatever, but I did not like the encounter that I had with said guy. I'm not even going to say who he is, but it's not our beloved. It's not our beloved Woody. It's not our beloved Tyreek. If you don't know who Woody is, that's Kane. It's none of them. It's not even the white boy. It's none of them. Okay, but didn't have the best encounter with him, but that's neither here nor there. Let's move on. So today's episode is just about Emotions. Alexa, play Destiny's Child's Emotions. Because sometimes it's just emotions taking you over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in the song. And I believe as women, especially Black women, we cannot have a level of emotion where it comes off as too much. Like, we aren't often allowed to fully feel everything because if we have any sort of emotional outburst, many times we're viewed as crazy. Like, how many times have you literally felt something and you were warranted in your response, but you were called crazy because of the response or because of your reaction to something someone did to you? And after hearing that so many times, or after hearing, oh, be strong, don't cry over that, don't do that, it's okay, it's gonna be cool, you begin to rob yourself of fully feeling an emotion. Because in our reality, many times you're actually not crazy. You're just freaking human having a response to an emotion that you are feeling and you are responding to it. And I want to talk about that today because I had an incredibly emotional weekend because I have so much going on and I literally had to do so much self-regulation, so much self-soothing, so much, because I'm trying to talk myself off of the ledge and not fully allow myself to go there because I just don't want to be called crazy. I don't want to feel judged. I want to carry and hold all the things, but sometimes it's okay, like, not to, right? So I just had to realize, like, girl, you're not crazy. You're human. We all have emotions. And it's just really, really frustrating. So I have a lot of these uncertain scenarios going on in my life right now. I have a lot of things going on that are not in my control. If you didn't know, I got into a car accident over a month ago and my car is still in the shop. My car is not total. I was rear-ended. It wasn't like a bad accident, but I've been trying to get my car out of the shop. On Friday, out of nowhere, Enterprise calls me saying the rental that I'm in needs to be turned in. Mind you, nobody warned me. I didn't get no type of communication from the body shop, from the freaking insurance company. This happened literally 20 minutes before 5 p.m. So I have no time to figure this out. So that put me in a panic. My mom was having some issues with her health. That put me in a panic. Stuff going on with job. That put me in a panic. I'm out here trying to date in these streets, but I can't control how other people act. Sometimes that puts me in a panic. So it's like I have all of these uncertain situations going on. And like I'm trying to get some type of stable ground, right? I'm trying to get in my word. I'm trying to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding and all my ways, acknowledge him and he will make my path straight. But I am human at the end of the day. Okay? That is just the truth. So through prayer, through just self-soothing, through mentally trying to walk this stuff out, I have had the most anxiety-inducing weekend. And so I had to, like, I cried. I had a big old cry, like a big nasty cry, okay? Just to release. I had to really sit with myself and do some deep breathing and just really cognitively speak to myself to calm myself down, because I do have a high level of self-awareness, which helps. Like, I had to talk myself out of responding to things or saying certain things because it can go left real quick. And I had to, like, talk to my best friend about it just so she can kind of, like, help me to balance. And I'm an overthinker. And I also have dealt with anxiety. So a lot of times I have to really lean internally and calm myself down because I have physical reactions. Like, my mind races. I will shake. Like, it's just a lot. But I woke up today after, like, I've been praying all weekend, I've been reading my word, and I just want to say this. Even if you're a Christian, you're still going to deal with the human emotion. I want you to understand that, because people make it seem like Christianity will solve your problems to the point where you won't feel anything. But that's a lie, because even scripture says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, which means that weapons will form against you, but you're going to prosper over those weapons. You see what I mean? Jesus always spoke about, he even said, in this life you will have trouble. So that doesn't negate the human emotion. Even when you think about people like Lazarus, when Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, they were pissed off when Jesus did not come during the time that they thought he should have come, when they wanted him to save their brother that he said he loved. Jesus still showed up. Jesus even wept. Okay. So that can tell you, that should tell you something. Jesus wept and then healed. Jesus wept and then healed that man and saved him. I said all that to say, please stop beating yourself up for not being the perfect Christian, because ain't no such thing. Like, ain't no such thing. Like, if you really read the...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Bible studies, the Bible stories, and really getting your word, you'll see there are no perfect Christians. So I'm just here to remind you again that you are human. Okay? So I'm trying to see what I want to talk about from this angle. So for some reason, when I go through these moments of like anxiousness, I always feel like it has to do with my anxious attachment. So you guys hear me talk about anxious attachment all the time. You know, anxious attachment is your attachment style. This, go read the book Attached. It'll tell you all about it. Do a little Google search. Go to ChatGPT. It'll tell you what you need to hear. Tell you what you need to know, right? I fought with this my whole life. And I seriously was like, oh, we're cured of it. We've overcome. We're 100% secure. I guess I'm not. This weekend, I realized like there's still some remnants up in there. So we need to work through it. But for some reason, every time I go through this level of anxiety, I feel like it's only the anxious attachment that's being triggered, and that has to be from a romantic point, right? So I find myself overanalyzing everything if I'm talking to somebody, right? So like I've been mingling with a gentleman and we just been talking. Like we haven't established nothing crazy, because we're literally still in the get to know you stage. We're still in the I don't know you well enough to know if I even want to take it to the next level with you, right? But then when you start, and I'm telling y'all this because I want to kind of help y'all manage this single stuff, because this single stuff can get a little ghetto sometimes, right? Because when you're single and you've been single for a long time, although you know how to do it on your own, fix things on your own, support yourself, you don't always want to. Sometimes you want somebody to step up and be there for you. So when you go through these moments, no matter how long you've been talking to someone, you want them to understand you, but sometimes they just don't. Sometimes they just don't get it. They just don't step up to the plate. And that doesn't make them a bad person. It's just, they don't know you like that. You don't know them like that. It's literally not their obligation. Now, if you do have someone that comes into your life and after the first 2 dates, they know how to step up, great. But it's not necessarily an obligation. Now, I know for me, when I go through this level of pressure that I'm experiencing right now of all this uncertainty, I usually try to take the thing in which I feel like I can control and try to control that and get some stability there. And usually that's my dating life, right? So I'm gonna tell y'all, my default is flee. Like my default, when I feel any level of anxiety in my love life and I'm feeling like I don't think he liked me. I'm questioning it. I'm out. Like, usually it's like deuces. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna go. But now, because I'm more mature and because I understand my attachment style, I try to take a step back. Because the thing is, with anxious attachment, usually you'll cling to a situation heavier. You'll try to grasp it. You'll try to control it in a way where you like are confronting that person. You're acting out. You're trying to get a response out of them, et cetera, et cetera. Because I'm not that girl no more, I don't want to do that. So usually I'll just calm myself down. I'll actually take a step back. But if that's not working, clean, cut it off. Like, I'm out. Can't set it. Ain't nothing to cut that off. Yeah, that be me. Okay. But I'm trying to be a new being. Okay. So this weekend, with all the like uncertainty going on with the car, with my mom, with work, just all this stuff, I'm like getting super anxious with the dude I'm talking to. Now, he probably didn't recognize it because I didn't bring it to him, but I'm over here trying to like self-soothe and just calm myself down. And again, Insecure is my comfort show. There's an episode where she is like going full mad woman over Nathan because he ghosted her because of his bipolar stuff. And she like was telling herself, stop being crazy. And that was me this weekend. Like, don't you do this. Stop being crazy. Stop. So I'm managing myself to the best of my ability. Don't say nothing to him. Like, don't spaz nothing. Because I'm like, Ashley, with the level of emotions you're going through right now, confronting somebody, you don't know if what you're feeling is the truth. Because high pressure moments and situations can make your feelings lie to you. So sometimes you could feel something and truly think it and believe it, but that does not make it true, because not every thought that goes through your mind is the truth. So you have to take a step back and you have to evaluate and you have to make sure you're good, right? And this happens even to the strongest, most self-aware, even the healed women, the healed people out here in the world. And it don't make you crazy. It makes you human. And that is okay. So I just want to motivate somebody out here or help you to not call yourself crazy or to not feel bad because you're having an emotional reaction to pressure and certain things. Like, it's not the end of the world. It don't make you crazy. It just make you human. Like, seriously. And so this weekend, going through all the mental stuff I was going through, I had to do so many things to get back to trying to get to a ground zero, child, because I never got to it. It was a lot of prayer. It was crying. It was listening to music and trying to like calm myself down, because music is actually healing. Even biblically, it says that when the demons were bothering Saul, they sent David to play so it can calm him down. So I listened to a lot of music, you know, listen to my sermons, you know, trying to watch TV that makes me happy, taking a walk, talking to friends, like just something. Because honestly, I did not gain the clarity to what was really going on until I woke up this morning, which is Monday. I had been praying all weekend, really been praying since Friday. So anxious Friday night, anxious Saturday, anxious Sunday. And I woke up today still anxious, but now I have answers. Like, the clarity was like, you're dealing with so many anxiety-inducing situations that you're putting so much pressure on this situation because it's the only thing you feel like you have the most control over, because you can just exit that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right thing to do. You need to calm down, sis. You need to sit down, sis. You need to be still. You just need to be still in this moment. And I don't know what be still means for you, because be still means a lot for different people. Like, my be still is kind of take a step back in this moment. My be still is like, take a step back. Know that God got you. Know that he did not bring you far just to bring you this far. Know that you can trust in him and know that it's all going to work out. In Exodus 14:14, God will fight your battles. You need only be still. So relax, sis. Don't make crazy, like, handle what you can handle. Don't make rash decisions. Chill out. Just chill out. Take a beat. Chill out. Your be still, I don't know. Everybody be still is different. But maybe you just need to calm down You need some self-regulation, some self-soothing. I just gave you a few. I told you, go take a walk, go take a drive, go listen to your favorite album. They say if you sing at a certain pitch, it actually calms you down. Go listen to some gospel music. I don't know what your thing is, but go do it. Even working out, some people, it helps them. You know, go scream into a pillow. I scream into pillows, baby. I put my whole face into a pillow, and I will scream because it helps. It helps me. So I'm telling y'all to do all this because I just want you to stop beating yourself up. Stop thinking just because you have crazy emotional responses sometimes that that means that you are unhealed, that you need to do like hard work and go back to it. No, it does not mean that. Healing is a journey that probably will never end because you're going to constantly get hurt. You're going to constantly have things that trigger you. You're going to constantly have to manage. I believe you know that you've grown in your healing journey when you don't allow the thoughts and emotions to control you. You go in and you control them. This weekend, there were several things I could have done to self-sabotage, to do the most, to make my situation worse, but I didn't. I just did my self-soothing. I know I need to get to a ground zero before I can make crazy decisions. Like today, I had to talk to the people on the phone. I ain't cuss nobody out. I ain't spaz on nobody. I didn't yell at nobody. I was firm. I am going to call them when I'm done. But it's just, I'm able to do this. With the person I'm talking to, I didn't, you know, send nothing crazy. I didn't say nothing crazy. I'm here. So that's how I know I'm growing. So you measure by milestones, but not by the finish line. I feel like too much in our healing journey, we feel like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this ever again. Oh, I shouldn't feel triggered by this moment or situation. Oh, I shouldn't X, Y, Z. And that's not the truth. Sometimes you're just measuring by that finish line and not the milestone. So the milestone could be, you know, usually when you get upset, you shut down, you don't want to talk to nobody. So your new milestone could be you take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you let the people know, hey, I'm having a moment. I'll be back though. And you actually come back and you let them know, okay, I'm good. So measure by the milestone, not by the finish line. That's how you're going to know because you're not crazy. You're just human. Okay. So that is all I have today. I hope that I done helped somebody out because I was fighting for my life this weekend, but hopefully next week I'll have great, great news. Okay. All right. Well, until next time, y'all. Bye.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.